some of the most clueless people I have ever known have also been some of the most educated. I'm not saying it's like that for all highly educated people, and I value education, but sometimes we get so filled with the ideas of people and others that we fail to see what God is saying to us through His Scripture. Listen to what happened when Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. John chapter 3, verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where you see things leaning over, and you hear the sound of it, which you cannot tell where it's coming from and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto them, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Are you a master of Israel, and you do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak what we do know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" You see, true understanding comes by believing the Word of God. And Jesus is the incarnate Word of God. What He says and what He does encompasses truth, knowledge, and wisdom from God. Jesus said, "You must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit, born from above." It's a spiritual thing. And that is what seals us unto eternal life. That's what makes us the children of God. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I am your son, and I am speaking at this moment to your sons and daughters. We have been born from above. It's something so mysterious, it's hard to explain sometimes, just like Jesus said. But we know it happened because you have done it to us, and we have experienced it, and we're living in it. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for us. In Jesus' name, amen.